I decided to do the top 10 rankings this week because I didn't get enough angry comments after I just did the top 5. Grossy Posse Packer Nation. Welcome to an episode of Packcast, the podcast where we don't have to be Packers fan, but it sure does help. I am your host, Tom Grossy, and yeah, I wasn't going to do it. I was just going to do the recap, and I was going to do the studs and duds today, and then I also had to record an interview with the Raiders fan, and then I also had to record predictions for tomorrow, but I said, you know what? Tom, recording 4 videos is not enough today. We gotta do number 5. We gotta do number 5, and that's when we're gonna do the rankings. I've actually really enjoyed doing these videos. This arbitrary subjectiveness of claiming which team is the best in the NFL has created some good content, and I'm all about it. So, with that, let's start at number 10 and bring in the hate. Oh, God. Speaking of hate... you purple incarnations of Satan. Number 10, the Minnesota Vikings, sitting currently at 4-2, second in the NFC North, because the Lions had to go and tie and also lose last night. And listen, there's other teams I was gonna put here. I was gonna put the Bills there, but you know, God, I just don't believe enough in the Bills. Their offense isn't that impressive, and they really haven't played quality opponents except for the Patriots, which was their one loss. But I'm going to put the Vikings here because all is well right now in Minnesota land, because you were freaking out a few weeks ago. Oh, my God, Kirk Cousins is the worst quarterback in the history of the world. Look at all the money that we wasted. And right after the Bears game, I said it. I was like, you know what? What's going to happen is they're going to win these next 2 games. They're going to beat the Giants. They're probably going to beat the Eagles, and everything's going to go back to normal, and Thielen complaining and Diggs complaining. It's going to get all brushed under the rug. And listen, just like clockwork, it did. Stephon Diggs with 3 touchdowns. Adam Thielen is scoring. Dalvin Cook is running well. The defense is playing well. And so there you go. You get the number 10 spot. The question is, how long do you think it will possibly last? Like, there's a scene in The Dark Knight Rises when Catwoman is dancing with Batman, and she's like, hey, all these poor people dying while you dancing at this gala here. I forgot the analogy, but she basically just says the same words that I did of how long did you expect to keep this... The Vikings suck, and I hate giving them number 10. Moving on to number 9, another NFC North team, and that is the Chicago Bears, sitting at 3-2. Now, people will be like, Tom, the Bears were on a bye. How could they be ahead of the Vikings? Because the last time they played against the Raiders, they sucked big ones. And I would agree with you, as the London game didn't go very well for them. Their offense was terrible, and the Raiders got off to a quick start, and the offense couldn't catch up. With that same offense and saying that same defense, they still demolished the Vikings. And so that's why I have to give them a little bit of a leg up. That defense is going to carry them through regardless of who's sitting behind center, whether it's Trubisky, whether it's Chase Daniel, it really doesn't matter. They can put a traffic cone back there, and the defense will keep them in games. So for right now, number 9, we got the Chicago Bears. Then moving on to number 8, and that is the Carolina Panthers. Good God, Christian McCaffrey. Sitting at 4-2, McCaffrey, an early candidate for MVP, obviously, was held in check under 60 scrimmage yards this past Sunday against the Buccaneers, but scored twice against them still, and then they were like, oh, okay, let's just rely on Kyle Allen, you know, like the undefeated prince of Carolina right now. And listen, when that time comes where Cam Newton has returned and is like, hey guys, I'm back, I wonder what's going to happen. I'm just here for the drama. I'm here with the popcorn, and I'm all about it. But the Panthers picking off Jameis Winston 5 times on Sunday. Their defense is playing very well. Their offense is firing on pretty much all cylinders. And when Christian McCaffrey gets going, it's big, big trouble. And so the Panthers making a run for it. And, you know, if the Saints weren't doing so well, I think they would be favorites to win that division. But the Panthers coming for that wild card spot. Then a big old drop down to number 7. We have the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, They lost back-to-back weeks against the Colts at home and now against the Texans at home. And again, I still want to preface it this. I'm assuming they're going to go back up. They are still missing their left tackle. They still have injuries at receiver. Tyreek Hill came back and came flying out of the gate with a huge touchdown. They'll get there. The problem is, and the reason why they're this low, is that defense is bad, man. Like, it's bad. It's real bad. And it's going to lose them games, and it's going to continue to cost them games throughout the season. And you put them against a team like a high-powered offense, yeah, it's not going to look good. So the Chiefs right now are sitting at number 7 for me. Might be a little low, but, you know, I was originally going to put the Texans down here, but, you know, the Texans, their defense did enough, so I'm going to have to put them beneath them. And speaking of number 6, we have the Houston Texans sitting at 4-2. They walked into Arrowhead, they go down early, and they're like, oh crap, and I thought this was going to be a blowout. I was like, wow, this is a revenge game for the Colts. And nope, they didn't. Because the Texans' defense after that held Patrick Mahomes, held that offense in place. And Deshaun Watson, man, was absolutely incredible. They got Duke Johnson in on it. He finally got his first touchdown as a Texan. And so, you know, that O-line also hasn't allowed a sack in back-to-back games. And so the Texans are looking pretty damn good. And that offense, if they get really, really rolling, they're going to be tough to beat. And so the Texans for me are at number 6. Number 5, as we get into the top 5, I got the 5-1 Seattle Seahawks. Now, after beating the Rams last week, and a great win because Greg Zuerlein missed the kick, the Seahawks went down crazy early against the Browns, and I was like, oh no, this makes no sense considering the 49ers just literally demolished the Browns. But they rallied back. Wilson is playing MVP-like football as well, and they have a great run attack. Chris Carson has over three 100-yard games in a row at this point, and this they look damn good. And again, this is a team that I do not want to play in January at all. And you have the NFC West, which is an incredibly competitive division right now. And then you have the NFC North, who I think are the two top divisions within this, which is why you're going to see multiple teams from each division in this top 10. But right now, I got the Seahawks sitting at number 5. Number 4, I got the San Francisco 49ers at 5-0. Now, 49ers fans, you were like, hey, Tom, when are we going to make it into the rankings here? Here you go. There you go. You got top 5. You happy now? Are you happy now? Because listen, you beat the Rams. The Rams, who, besides the first drive, couldn't do a thing. Couldn't run it. Obviously didn't have Gurley. Couldn't throw it. Just kept dumping it off. They didn't look good. Your defense swallowed them up, just like you did to the freaking Browns last week. But the offense really didn't look that great. I'm not going to lie. Jimmy G didn't look that great. Made some very questionable throws. Couldn't really get the run game going to the degree I thought you guys were, considering that the Bucs were able to blow out the Rams in a high-scoring affair. But right now, you deserve a top 5 spot. You are one of the only two teams who are undefeated in the NFL right now. It's going to be very interesting to see you play against the Seahawks in the next coming weeks. But right now, 49ers 5-0. That offense scares me, though, because the inconsistency is definitely going to be scary. And speaking of inconsistent offense, we get to number 3, the 5-1 Green Bay Packers. Obviously, one of the best divisions in football, but out of all these teams, they have had one of the toughest, if not the toughest, schedule, right? They're 3-0 within the division, going toe-to-toe with the Bears, going toe-to-toe with the Vikings, and then, oh God, the Lions last night. Let's not even get started. There's a whole video about it to begin with. And last night, it was ugly. There was terrible officiating. We came away with the win. The positives, the defense looked great. We had 3 turnovers, and the defense was able to hold them to field goals, and they got put in really, really bad spots. Aaron Rodgers, able to still get it done, looked great last night. With some amazing throws, Alan Lazard stepped up. And listen, this is all without Davante Adams, who lost Geronimo Allison last night as well. MVS went out for a little bit of a stretch, and we're still able to get it done. You have the 1-2 punch. When Aaron Jones screws it up, we got Jamal Williams, who had a great night and should have gotten or could have gotten 2 touchdowns. I think that the Packers, again, that potential is there, that when they get Davante back, they're going to be even better. And so that's why I have to slightly put them against up past the 49ers. Then moving on to numero dos, that's 2 for our Spanish-speaking friends, we got the 5-1 New Orleans Saints. Now, The Saints played a feisty Jaguars team with a mustache hero in Minshew, but they keep winning. The defense is playing really, really well. They've been playing really well since the Cowboys game. And the amount of depth that they have is absolutely incredible. They have so many weapons on the team. They have Michael Thomas, they have Kamara. Teddy Bridgewater is undefeated as a starter right now with the Saints. And again, they're going to get Drew Brees back, and that team is going to be even better, and that's going to open up the playbook even more. And so the Saints are really, really impressive to me right now, and I think they can go against the top teams in football. And then, of course, we have number one. Number one, why do things change? They just stay the same and stay miserable, just like the Lions getting screwed. The New England Patriots at 6-0. Now, they have played complete and total jokes of teams. Jokes. Complete and total jokes. Their schedule is like the easiest in football right now. Now, they are coming up to a stretch where they will be playing 5 games in a row that will be challenging for them. But in the meantime, they have the Jets and then they have the Browns, who I think the Jets are going to give them a bit of a tough time. That first half, they didn't look great against the Giants, and I was like, oh, is there an upset coming? And then the second half happened and it didn't. And the Patriots were able to fire on all cylinders once again. But I don't think that defense is going to do as well against some quality offenses. So we'll see how long that defense stays up there in the top three spot there. But the Patriots, I don't think they are going undefeated this year. They do have some work to do. The offensive line didn't look great in the first half. Brady struggled a bit, obviously rushing in for a couple touchdowns. But the Patriots right now are still the best team in football because it has yet to be proven otherwise. Unfortunately. But who knows? Maybe the Jets will beat them on Monday night. Most likely not. But let me know what you think. What are your rankings down below? Let me know. You can always find me at TomGrossiComedy.com or at TomGrossiComedy on the social media seed down below. Check out PacCast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, and of course the YouTube. And a big shout out and thank you to all the Patreon members over at Patreon.com/TomGrossiComedy. But we'll have a recap video for this past week coming out shortly. And then we'll have probably Fantasy Studs and Duds tonight as well. But thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grassi, and as always, go Pack Go!